Blog Talk Radio.
You are now connected to the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Taking on 2,000 years of indoctrination, 2 hours at a time.
Sink or swim, deep end information.
Asking questions no one else will.
Parabiblical research, spiritual technology, personal empowerment.
Be your own guru.
Master your own ascension.
Guide your own spirit.
And now, showing you how, the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Welcome to the Fresh Daily Show, our daily version, or at least 3 days a week version, of the Christian Whistleblower Show, normally a two-hour show, and you can check my website to find out when and where that's broadcast, but Fresh Daily Show, short, bite-size, designed for the person on the go, if you will. And speaking of the website, we do invite you to go on. We've made a lot of changes. We've broadened our perspective, still focused mainly on spirit, but we've also broadened our perspective now to talk about spirit, to talk about culture, to talk about politics, to talk about life. So visit jeffreydardy.com, visit christianwhistleblower.com, and you'll also see that I've added a shop. And in that shop, there is a ton of cool stuff. I mean, we've got the books in there. We've got our e-books in there. We've got the Diamond New Testament, which is the only version of the New Testament that is in chronological order. And we also have some exceptionally spiffy new apparel, t-shirts, tank tops, and more to come. And all of these things get shipped to the UK and Europe for very, very reasonable rates as well. So it's not just for the Yanks anymore. Anyone can take advantage, and you can just hit the shop tab on the right or the shop tab on the top and look at the Unindoctrinate Yourself store. And we'll be starting before too long, hopefully by mid-September. We're looking to debut the first issue of the Unindoctrinate Yourself magazine. That's going to be talking about spirit, politics, culture, life. We're looking for folks that are in those genres that might want to write, and we're kind of looking for more than just the usual suspects, maybe some folks that, you know, aren't writing in everything and for everything else that can bring a fresh, new perspective to things that are spiritual, things that are political, things that are cultural, and a new, fresh perspective to life itself. So look at the store on jeffreydardy.com. And, of course, we have Religion Watch Daily. And some interesting highlights on here. We have a great listening audience in Australia and in New Zealand. And apparently there's a fellow down there in Australia that believes he's Jesus. And his reason for believing that he's Jesus is he believes that the Shroud of Turin proves that he is the second coming of Jesus. Says he looks just like the Shroud of Turin, and he says that the Vatican, and no less than Pope Benedict, when he was Pope, is he still called Pope Benedict? I don't know what he's called. Just enjoying a sip of fresh daily coffee there, excuse me. But he says that the Pope even agreed with it. So, interesting article there, the man who thinks he's Jesus. And then the Bishop of Bling is to be held accountable for his excesses. A German Catholic diocese wants to take episcopal responsibility to a new level by making its disgraced former Bishop of Bling responsible for the 3.9 million euros incurred during the luxury makeover of his residence and office. So the Bishop of Bling on the wrong side of the German Catholic diocese. And also, yet another article entitled Jesus Who? The historical record gives no clue. No one wrote a thing about Jesus during his supposed lifetime. We don't have any accounts of Jesus, even from someone who knew Jesus. So you're seeing a veritable plethora of articles lately questioning the actual existence of Jesus. And to be frank with you, Jesus did not exist. Jesus is a straw man. Jesus is a plastic Jesus. He was invented by Paul, invented by Nero, invented by the fashioners of the Roman religion, the Roman Catholicism and Roman Protestantism. Jesus did not live. This person, Jesus, never existed. However, I am still currently of the opinion that Yeshua, the prophet from Nazareth, did exist on planet Earth. But all of the things that happened to Jesus did not happen to Yeshua. Jesus is a plastic Jesus, a dancing bear, a straw man sent to replace Yeshua. And that's why you don't find anything about Jesus. And really, to be frank with you, you don't find anything about Yeshua either. So, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, there is no empirical, objective, historical evidence that Yeshua ever walked the earth. There's absolutely no empirical, historical evidence that Yeshua ever walked the earth. I believe outside of the New Testament and outside of some other spiritual writings, there's no secular proof that Yeshua ever walked the earth. I happen to believe, currently, I'm still convinced that Yeshua did in fact walk the earth. But if he didn't, it doesn't matter. Because one thing we know for certain is that the message of Yeshua, that the kingdom of heaven is within you, the message of Yeshua that teaches us the ways and the truths that lead to life and life more abundant, that message is real, that message is true, and that message is alive and well, and becoming more alive and becoming more well the more and more we spread this message. Record number of listeners this month, record number of visitors to our website. So the true message of Yeshua is alive and well. And Yeshua himself said that his body, his life, and the things that pertain to it are worthless. So even if Yeshua did live, it doesn't matter. Because as Yeshua said, it is his message that is spirit. It is his message that is life. So Jesus who? There was no Jesus. The historical record gives no clue even of Yeshua. And even if there was not a person named Yeshua, even if what we know today as the Yeshua message coalesced around a figure that was not literal or physical, that's okay too. Because the message is what matters. Now, I believe, based on mainly the writings of the Apostle John, who wrote 40, 50 years after everybody else finished, that Yeshua did, in fact, walk on planet Earth, and that he was, in fact, alive on planet Earth. But it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. So there you have a little look at Religion Watch Daily. And there's also something on there about this pastor talking about how mixed martial arts is sinful. Oh my, the morality of the MMA. And also an interesting article about how the nuns, the N-O-N-E-S, find a sense of community outside of religion. The religiously unaffiliated are a rapidly growing, very rapidly growing faith group, if you will, in the United States. They make up about 23% of the U.S. adult population, about 35% of the millennials can be seen cropping up across demographic categories. I have a sense that it would be probably even a larger percentage in the U.K. and Europe, because, of course, the U.K. and Europe are much more into a post-Christian frame and culture than we are here in the United States. Apaches rally at Capitol, vowing to continue to fight for the sacred Oak Flat. That's a disgrace what the United States has done to the Native Americans, and it's a disgrace that they're, you know, doing even more. Glenn Beck talking about the lost tribes of Israel. Pope Francis talking about the reptilian devil. All kinds of great stuff there on jeffreydardy.com on the Religion Watch Daily tab. But here we go, boldly going back to our study. We're going to finish up today with Fear and Loathing in Paul's Pages. And over the last few programs, we've shown conclusively to the objective mind that the invention of the rapture, the invention of the second coming, was a purely Pauline invention. And it was created and invented in response to apostolic teaching against Paul. And it was created in an effort to deflect blame, to deflect information, to deflect the teaching and deflect attention from the identification of Paul as a false apostle, as a false prophet. So the whole end time eschatological scenario, every time you hear somebody talking about some signs that are going to happen in the future, every time you hear somebody talking about a future Antichrist, a future temple, future tribulation, future trial, vials, future Trumps. Anytime you hear somebody talking about that stuff in a future context, you can confidently and completely dismiss whatever they're saying because it's foolishness. We read how it was in the 16th century that a Jesuit priest named Ribera is the one that started the whole idea of futurism. Up until the 16th century, and we're in the 21st at the very beginning of it, up until the 16th century, my friends, there was no, absolutely no concept of any prophetic things being future because it was all understood that it was all past. It was all historical. And it was even more completely understood that the Roman religion, Roman Catholicism, Roman Protestantism, was the, really to be fair, in that day and age, up until then it was considered it was the Roman Catholic Church, was the seat of Antichrist and the seat of all evil. And the book of Revelation, Daniel, all the prophetic literature, talked about historical events. And it wasn't until Father Ribera, the Jesuit priest, came along and in an attempt to get the Catholic Church off the hot seat, being identified as seat of Antichrist, and get the book of Revelation, the focus of that book shifted from the evils of the Catholic Church onto something future. That's when this all began. Yeshua himself said, "A wicked and an adulterous generation is the ones that look for a sign." There are no signs to be given, Yeshua said. Yeshua said, the second coming, the kingdom of God, all of this, he said, there will be, the kingdom does not come with outward observation. There's no events to watch for, look for, or see, according to the words of Yeshua. The kingdom does not come with outward events. He said, the kingdom's already come, and the kingdom of heaven is in you, it's in your heart. So anybody that's talking about signs, anybody that's talking about future, Antichrist, tribulation, rapture, second coming, completely and totally dismiss them. They don't know what they're talking about. They're falling for the lies of Roman religion. It is a sham, a travesty, and a mockery. It's a travis-shamockery, to borrow from the old U.S. beer commercial. And Yeshua made that very, very, very clear. So anything that has to do with future eschatology is wrong, is in error, and should immediately be disregarded, and you should immediately dismiss it as being false and erroneous. All of the wars and rumors of wars, nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, all of that was fulfilled, as we showed last week, in and by the destruction of Jerusalem. And just so we can put a point to this, if we look in Matthew 24, the first two verses show the context of Matthew 24. Again, just like they did when we looked before in Luke 21, Matthew 24, verses 1 and 2 show the context is the destruction of Jerusalem. Verse 15 of Matthew 24 ties it right back to Luke 21:20. And not only does he take care of the wars, rumors of wars, nations against nation, blood moon, all that, he takes care of Daniel's 70th week too. He takes care of the abomination of desolation. In Matthew 24:15, he ties right back to Luke 21:20 and clearly, completely, emphatically states that the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet was fulfilled at the destruction of Jerusalem. Then verses 23 through 25, false teachers, wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, bringing you before magistrates, that also occurred at the destruction of Jerusalem. And then Jesus, Yeshua, see, you get caught in those traps even when you don't want to be. Yeshua then makes it very clear to us where the genesis of all the falsehood and evil is. When in Matthew 24, verse 26, Yeshua says, if somebody says to you, behold, I saw Yeshua in the desert, believe not. Where did Paul say he saw Jesus? He said he saw him in the desert. And then verse 27, for as lightning comes out of the east and shines even to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be made known. His presence, then and now, be made unmistakably known to all, with something that shines like lightning even from the east unto the west. And that sounds very much like radio. That sounds very much like television. That sounds very much like media communication. And the presence of the Lord, the presence of the kingdom of heaven in your hearts is being made known. Not by some charlatan saying you saw him in the desert and teaching a completely new religion, but by people that are reading what Yeshua said and making his presence known over the air like a shining lightning bolt. Folks, we are fulfilling prophecy here, my friends. We are fulfilling prophecy here, my friends. And if you need further proof, Matthew 24 and verse number 28 says that wherever the carcass is, wherever there's a bunch of dead bodies, again, talking about the destruction of Jerusalem, the eagle is gathered together. A very clear teaching that Imperial Rome is causing the destruction of Jerusalem. Remember, this was prophecy when Yeshua said it. Yeshua said it mid-30s. It didn't happen until AD 70. So Yeshua is saying you're going to see Jerusalem surrounded by an army. Jerusalem had a few armies, a few enemies. And then Yeshua said you're going to see piles of corpses. They're going to kill a bunch of people. And you're going to see that it's the eagle gathered. Everyone knew without a doubt that the eagle was the representative of Imperial Rome. So the corpses surrounded by the Roman eagle exactly like the destruction of Jerusalem. And then in verse 29, it says, immediately after those days, immediately after what days? The days of the destruction of Jerusalem. Not someday, not today, but that day. Back then, you would see tribulation, sun darken, moon not give its light, stars fall from heaven, powers of the heavens be shaken. Then you would see those things. And think about it. The smoke going up from a city of flame, don't you think that would affect the moon, the sun, the stars? Of course it would. Of course it would. You apologists, you ought to stop lying. You ought to stop telling people that this is some type of thing that is to come. You're liars or you're ignorant. And if you're ignorant, you're really stupid, because we've been telling you this truth now for at least 3 or 4 years. So it's time for you to wake up, stop lying to the people, you rat bastards. Immediately after those days, these events took place. And we know these events took place. And then you have verses 30 through 33, which is just dung added in to try to deflect, dung added in from translators. And then verse 34, which picks up the real original narrative. I say unto you, this generation will not pass until all these things be fulfilled. Again, you lying rat bastard apologists, you lying rat bastard preachers saying that those things are going to be in the future. Those people that Yeshua was talking to, that generation did pass away, and none of that stuff occurred if it's future like you say it is. Stop lying. It's obviously destruction of Jerusalem. Yeshua obviously knew what he was talking about. It did happen in those days. It did happen in those days. It makes perfect sense. Stop trying to deceive the people, you lying liars. Let go of your fear and your control, and quit trying to distort the truth. We're here. We're not going away. In fact, we're just getting started. We've only been doing this 3 or 4 years, and we're just now starting to get started. So get ready. Get used to it. We're not going anywhere. Now, let's put the end to this as we move into something else on our next show. We're going to look at 2 Thessalonians, which, again, was the second book written by Paul, third book of the whole New Testament. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, down through the third verse, it's very clear that somebody was teaching against Paul's rapture and teaching against Paul's second coming, baloney. Teaching against Paul's second coming, baloney. They were coming against him in word, preaching, and coming against him in letter, writing. It can't be any more clear, folks. Paul was responding to the 12 apostles and to the book of James. What were they saying? They were saying that the day of Christ is already at hand, just like Yeshua said in Matthew 17:20. Just like Jesus said. Yeshua said in Matthew 17:20. What does Paul call this? He calls this teaching deception. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the first three verses is where we were talking about it. Someone's teaching against Paul's rapture. Someone's teaching against Paul's second coming. They're teaching about it in word by preaching. They're teaching about it in letter by writing. It was the 12 apostles. And the book of James, they were saying that the day of Christ is already at hand, just like Yeshua said in Luke 17:20. And Paul calls this teaching of the apostles, he calls it a deception. So, folks, it's very, very clear what we've been able to see here today. Very, very clear what we've been able to see here today. We have been able to see that all of Paul's creations of eschatological nature were created in response to apostolic preaching and teaching, showing that he was false apostle, a false teacher, a false prophet. We never would have had the rapture. We never would have had the second coming. We never would have had this future garbage if James had not come out and started identifying Paul as the adversary. And Paul, in an attempt to deflect that, created futurism, came up with a rapture, came up with a second coming. And then the Catholic Church, through Father Ribera in the 17th century or 16th century, it was actually right at the end of the 16th century, it was 1590, he came up with futurism. In the early 1800s, a practitioner in John Darby's churches, a lady, furthered it with a tongues interpretation of tongues of the second of the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine. C.I. Scofield caught wind of that, put it in his Scofield Reference Bible, and the horses were out of the barn. And now we have this terrible, horrible, errant teaching, and very profitable, though, to a lot of people. And it's garbage. Yeshua has showed us, in Luke and Matthew that all of the so-called end time stuff happened at the destruction of Jerusalem. All of the book of Revelation is history, not prophecy. And anyone that tells you that there's something to come that you have to watch out for is lying to you and is being used or is working with the powers that be that are hoping to set up a great future false flag that will involve the plastic Jesus. And it's going to be the Lord doing a false flag, or possibly some extraterrestrial entities that want to farm us and use us. Those are the only ones that would seek to cloak it in religious imagery. So if this stuff does happen in the future, know it's a false flag, possibly extraterrestrial in nature, but almost assuredly the Lord pretending that he's Jesus, who is a character and a fake of Yeshua, who's been shoved to the side almost exclusively and totally. Who else have you ever heard talk about Yeshua other than me? Because he's been replaced by the plastic Jesus. We'll be back on Wednesday with more of the Fresh Daily Show and the Christian Whistleblower. Listen to Cliff. He's going to tell you how to get a hold of me in the interim. And until then, this is Jeffrey Daugherty, the Christian Whistleblower, encouraging you to unindoctrinate yourself.
Stay connected with the Christian Whistleblower at www.christianwhistleblower.com. On Facebook, follow Jeffrey Daugherty and Jeffrey Daugherty Show, and on Twitter at NC Kabbalah. Visit ChristianWhistleblower.com today to learn how to create yourself and to live the life you'll love.